So engagement in social issues by devotees can actually help in stimulating discussion and making bhaktis more relevant to people. But sometimes some devotees just feel that this is, we are practicing bhakti, there's no need to get involved in these issues. So what can we do about this? See, bhakti is not monochrome. It's not just one color. That means different devotees will have different understandings of bhakti. So we can envision bhakti more like a set of concentric circles of expanding radii. So some devotees may say, I'm just chanting Hare Krishna, I worship the deities, I study Bhagavatam, and I'll go to Krishna. That's all I want to do. And yes, I will share the same thing with others, let them come to Krishna. They will also come to Krishna. That is one kind of outreach. That's wonderful. But Prabhupada was actually the first acharya in our tradition who has put social commentary in scriptural commentary. That means, if you read Vishwanathakura's commentary, Vishwanathakura was living at a time when the Muslims had just devastated Vrindavan. And he had just restored Vrindavan to some of its old glory. But in his whole Bhagavatam commentary, he doesn't even once mention anything about the Islamic invasion of India, about Islamic desecration of holy places. Why? Because, you know, for him, scripture is meant for exposition in scriptural terms. So Prabhupada was concerned about social issues. Now, of course, Prabhupada offered a direct, usually he offered a direct spiritual take on social issues. He did not get too involved in discussion of social issues. So the principle is that Prabhupada did want devotees to be involved in social issues. Prabhupada wanted devotees to write spiritual perspectives and Back to God magazine on current issues. So definitely he wanted that. In fact, he told Satsarup Maharaj to write a whole book about how worldly solutions won't work without Krishna consciousness. So that means he wanted to study the worldly problems and explain that. So Prabhupada was definitely a socially engaged spiritualist. Now the nature and the extent of the social engagement, that can vary. Some devotees may feel there's no need for that. Some devotees may feel, yes, this is very important. So if we have a particular inspiration, then we need to associate with like-minded devotees. And then, so some devotees may be situated in a central circle where they focus only on Krishna Bhakti. Others may want to be situated in a broader circle, but they are practicing Krishna Bhakti, but they want to engage with the greater issues that connect with society also. Not every devotee can do that. Not every devotee needs to do that. Especially with respect to political issues, that can discussion on politics can easily become prajalpa. It can just become mundane talk. And then the spiritual association just becomes a extension of the mundane association that we are having elsewhere. So we have to be careful about that. So rather than talking about social issues in the general devotee community, we can talk about these issues among devotees who are specially interested. And not just interested, who are ready to do something about this. See, most people, when they talk about politics, they talk and they don't do anything. You know, the only thing probably people do about politics is cast their vote once in 4 years or 5 years, isn't it? But not doing much, but if somebody is actually engaging, you know, commenting and explaining. So I would say that just like we have one field which Prabhupada encourages, scientific outreach. So he said devotees should become trained in science and then present the spiritual message in scientific language. So similarly, some devotees can do it in the field of politics. But just as, you know, in the normal classes in our movement, we don't have to talk about science. Even if a devotee is doing scientific preaching, in the normal class in the movement, they will talk primarily about scripture. They will bring in some science. So the normal channels of the movement, they can focus on direct spiritual instruction. But there can be alternative channels where devotees with specific interests can engage with specific issues. And actually, we say Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that I foresee a movement in future when the Vaishnavas will be, when the judges, high court judges will be wearing tilak. So now, what does this mean? How is it likely to happen? You know, one way we could say is, you know, that, you know, devotees gain political power and they appoint devotee judges, which can happen if Krishna wants, but that may seem to be very far away. Another way that could happen more realistically is that devotees actually become such good judges that the social government appoints them and they are devotees, and still they are also committed judges. So now to come to that level of competence, devotees have to engage in those subjects. So these discussions can be in specialized circles for people who are interested in those. And there's no need to think that devotees are not interested in this. They are not at all. They don't care for the world. They're focusing bhakti, practicing bhakti, that is good. But we can find like-minded association and more and discuss the subjects in that association. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yeah.